Okay, it is Lost Zane Recordings free view time. On my Patreon, I release two old recordings of the Lost Zane Recordings in order that they happen from my days on 107.3 WBBL. We pick it up. Today's show comes from January 19th, 2017. So, yeah, you know, in the ballpark of 4.5 years ago. Full radio shows. Julius and myself doing the program. And Ben, eventually Julius flies the coop. And then it's Ben and myself. Don't ask me about what happened on this show because that's not my thing. I'm not going back and listening and finding out what exactly happened on this stupid show. You'll figure it out. Pellerito used to do the show notes, but he hit the road, so fuck that. All right. Anyway, here you go. This is a free view of the Lost Zane Recordings full show at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Part of the litany of programming that I have there, $5 or $10 a month to keep you going on your listening. Keep you going on your listening. No one says it like that. For more for you to listen to, I don't even know. It's been a long day. $5 or $10 a month. If you could, throw a few bucks my way. If you like what I'm doing here on the podcast, that helps keep the lights on, puppies fed, wife happy, all that shit. $5 or $10 a month or whatever you want. Whatever you want to pay per month, really. But the minimum is $5 a month. 15 more hours plus of programming per week on my Patreon. Now with parody songs. I've been writing a lot of parody songs. I love those. And I hope you like them, too. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. And good morning. Welcome in. It is the Eric Zane Show, show number 192. For the 19th of January. What's going on? Today, sunny. Yeah, seriously, man. Sunny. In a high of 46. 46? What? Yep. Not bad at all. 36 outside right now. For Friday, 44 and rain. So, all right, there you go. Saturday, even warmer, though. It's going to be cloudy. A high of 54. We'll take it. Got a lot of fun things planned in the show today for Thursday. New game day, which, jumping right in, we'll play. It's an old game, but we haven't played it yet. It's our version of the match game, Eric Zane Show match game, because we have some prizes to give away. Do you have the details on the golf? Because Marcus is just, he says, hey, man, something you guys have done before, mornings in BBL, is the 18 days of treetops. Isn't
yes.
that right? 18 days of prizes.
I have no information on it, though.
That is unfortunate.
It's just giving away. The only thing I know is we're giving away a foursome or a pair every day for 18 days.
At treetops.
Depending on which course.
Well, all right. I'll get more thorough details of that. You know, we kind of sometimes inch our way towards the kickoff of these big promotions. But nevertheless, it is something to give away. And we'll do it by playing the match game in the 7 o'clock hour and then in the 8 o'clock hour. So, yeah, 7:25 and 8:25 for that. This hour, at around 8:40, 8-second trivia.
So not this hour.
Well, no. I said next hour. Okay. I said 7 o'clock hour and 8 o'clock hour. Did I not?
I swear you said, and then coming up this hour at 8:40.
I don't think so. But if I did, that isn't what I meant. Shut up. 8-second trivia for Pro Bowl Riders tickets. February 11th at Van Andel Arena. We'll do that around 8:40. Dear Meathead, today we had some questions pour in. Should be good. And a whole lot more. Ben came walking in here. First of all, Ben, good morning. How are you, buddy?
I'm good.
And Julius, I didn't say hi to you. Good morning. Has to be official.
Oh, yeah.
Ben comes in here and he says, hey, so do I have to go to the Christmas party?
Which is a weird sentence anyway.
Yeah.
You know.
Because Christmas, I mean, it's a month late when we do it. It's more than a month late after Christmas. It's coming up on January 27th. This is the one that I didn't have any idea that they have, like, mock awards for, you know, biggest practical joker.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
And apparently I've been nominated for several of those, unbeknownst to me. And, I go, they would like you to, they invited you. So, I mean, I would, that's probably a good move.
Yeah, I'll be going.
Okay. Julius, the big question, are you going to go?
For the first time, I think I am going.
Nice. Yes. Okay.
I'm not looking forward to it.
You're going kicking and screaming?
Yeah.
What are you? You're not looking forward to it because you'd rather be doing something else, or it's.
Yeah. Well, I see these people every day.
Yeah, these are fun people.
No, they're not. Laura just really wanted to go.
Okay. Your better half.
Yes, since she doesn't work here now, she wants to go to the Christmas party.
Okay. How's it going for her at her new job?
Oh, great.
They seem like a good bunch at Forest Hills Financial.
Normal hours, normal people. It's all good.
Normal hours and normal people is always a bonus, man. You can't go wrong with that. So I haven't heard anything more about that mayor from Warren, Michigan, who apparently has till February 10th or something like that, or February 4th, I'm not sure the date, to respond. Because everybody wants that guy to resign. That was the guy who...
What are they going to do if he doesn't respond? Are they going
to carry
him out on his chair?
I don't know how that works.
He's still denying it.
Yeah. He said that that's not him saying those racist comments. He says, it's just not me. It's fake audio. This guy, what a piece of work. We'll get some more thoughts about that from my dad, who punched that guy in the face in the 1990s, he revealed on the air.
The mayor of Detroit, Mike Duggan, he actually responded and talked about it. He said that if Fouts had been framed, or has been framed, rather, he must take legal action. I feel like that's like calling his bluff.
Oh, yeah.
Like, hey, dude, this is terrible for you. You should definitely sue.
he's trying to get him to do exactly that.
I heard his financial advisor on another show, on Jim Norton, and it sounds like everybody would record conversations with him because he would record their conversations.
Oh,
and so it sounds like there's a bunch more stuff that's going to get leaked.
I knew it.
Wait a minute. So the mayor's financial advisor has gone rogue?
Yeah. Well, so. He quit in 2013.
Okay.
Yeah. Boy. If you're going to go and be an ass and record everybody's conversation, it's going to come back and bite you because they're going to start recording your conversations.
Part of me wants to play that.
Is Lyndon B. Johnson recording all the conversations?
Part of me wants to go back to yesterday when we had Dad on to break that whole thing down. In fact, I do want to do that. Let's do it in the next segment, just because it chronicles the entire thing.
Are you talking about replaying it?
Yes.
Cool. Perfect.
I definitely want to do that because if my dad hadn't had a story to go along with this moron, the mayor of Michigan's third largest city, had he not been somehow had a story to tell about this, it would be incredible just to begin with the fact that this guy is such a bold-faced liar and what he was caught doing. And what he's trying to do now to save his job. But my dad's interaction with him when they just by chance came together on a street in Warren when Jim Fouts was a councilman and they were both driving and a road rage incident occurred when these two got together. And I'll let you guess who, if you haven't heard it, who the road rager was.
I was going to say, are you going to like tell the whole story? We're going to replay it.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
You need to hear this entire saga of how my dad fits into this puzzle. We'll take care of that next.
I mean, heck, if Jim Norton is interviewing his former financial advisor, we should get your dad on Jim Norton's show. How perfect of a story is it? Not only is he a great storyteller, but that's a heck of a story.
Not bad at all. I like Jim.
Hey, everyone tweet Jim Norton.
Yeah, that's funny stuff.
So we'll get to that coming up next. In fact, I want to leave some time, so we're going to cut this short to allow that all to fit. It is incredible. We will get to that next. We'll do that. And if anyone asks you who you listen to, tell them the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL.
There you go. That is the free view of the Lost Zane. Hang on. Check, check. Yeah, it's acting up again. That's the free view of the Lost Zane recordings. Hope you liked it. If you want more, it's part of the all of the programming on Patreon, $5 or $10 a month. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. See ya!